The numbers told the story, they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV. It's all brought to you by BetMGM. Although Angriest Guy in New Jersey tells me, Kelly, we are not on Game Plus today. We showed up, but they didn't show up for us. How about that?
I don't get that one.
They'll be back tomorrow or the next day. We'll be back on there. Ladies and gentlemen, well, we get tweets at Beating the Book. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Everybody with kind notes on Twitter and also letting us know, as we did, what they're thankful for in terms of their bets this year. Jason Gound. Gil, how about the Danielle freaking Collins winners this year? Happy Thanksgiving, sir. Oh, yeah, we had a lot of Danielle freaking Collins winners. That one against Naomi Osaka sticks out. We were just going with the futures ones, though. Chance Copperpot, Paolo Banchero was amazing. I wanted someone else to be number one, but I didn't get to the window until I heard what you had to say. Big plus money hit. I'm very thankful for that one. Happy Thanksgiving. You too, Chance Copperpot. You want to say happy Thanksgiving to Chance Copperpot? You love Chance Copperpot, don't you, Kelly?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Great name.
Jason H11, happy Thanksgiving and listening to those cash bets, and I got to relive the fun that was the season of Iga. Absolutely. Iga Swiatek, who I've said many times, she'll win double-digit majors. She will be the greatest tennis player of all time when all is said and done. J.D. Emmons, our buddy from North Alabama. He said, dude, Thanksgiving, I expected a different team in there. I won't say exactly what he said. And then he makes a TLC joke. Okay. Thank you, JD. Happy Thanksgiving to you. Bill Hooker also with the same. Happy Thanksgiving, Bill. Bears Nation, I'm thankful for being eliminated from Survivor in week one. I didn't have to suffer the ensuing carnage. That's a good one because it really does get it does get ugly. 74 left. It's going to be fascinating to see how it plays out. The remaining 6,133, 74 left in Survivor. We talked about it a little bit earlier this morning. J-Rod. Hey, what's up, J-Rod?
Thanks. That's a good one.
Thanks for all the info for sure. My best hit was outright was Iga at the U.S. Open with us there. He said, oh, by the way, we hit Iga at the U.S. Open too. I didn't even put that in there. Lost my voice yelling about it after in New Orleans. I have San Francisco to win everything, Philly to win the East, also in Baltimore Philly division winner parlay at FanDuel. Happy Stephen Vegas, happy Thanksgiving Day. Thanks goes out to all of you at the show that give us two solid hours of fun each day. Thanksgiving power ratings. Green bean casserole has to be at the bottom, just below canned cranberry sauce. And then Angriest Guy in New Jersey informs us, he says, place odds on Betsgiving. I didn't see the shenanigans coming from a mile away. I think he's being sarcastic. We'll get to some more a bit later. Thank you to everybody tweeting in. Pro tip for the first hour? Pro tip for the first hour. We got to do administrative work, Kelly. We didn't do a pro tip, so we have to get to it. Last hour, it's always a good practice to go through past results at the end of a season and review what you did right and what you did wrong. Might help shape your betting strategy for next season. Yes, while we're being thankful for the good ones on Thanksgiving Day, it absolutely is instructive to look at what you've done wrong. I used to do baseball seasons where I would have hundreds of bets, mm-hmm. and I'd go back and I'd do inventory. What did I do well? Was it short favorites? Was it big dogs? Did I lose money on this kind of bet? Home, road, this kind of pitcher, that kind of pitcher? It really is helpful. It's your VSiN Pro Tip of the Hour. We do one every hour on VSiN across every show, so that means at least 20 every day. All available for VSiN Pro subscribers only at VSiN.com, where you can sort them by sport and by show. Ladies and gentlemen, just because it's Thanksgiving doesn't mean it's not unscripted with the crack man, Bill Krakenberger. Oh, yeah.
This is the Rocky music, up the steps.
You said the library last time. People were getting on you.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. How are we doing, guys?
How you doing, man? Good. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Happy to be here.
Happy to have you here.
It's always a nice festive day.
It is.
It's like think about it, though.
Food, football.
Family, football.
Oh.
Really is.
How can you lose?
So I was like running in here, and I went in the horse room and enjoyed the smoke, and I went around the hot dog cart, and the sign's still up there. I can't believe this. So you're only allowed to have three hot dogs max.
Three, and then you go to the back of the line,
yeah,
Bill.
Yeah, you go to the back of the line.
No, but if I want to buy them for my friends, I have to figure out a way to circumvent that. So just three hot dogs max.
That line can get, it gets deep.
The line's unbelievable.
Yeah, the line gets
deep. I was there yesterday.
Crazy.
The line is unbelievable for the hot dogs.
Look at what we got going on in the sports book right now.
Yeah.
This is pretty impressive. You got a line about, what is that?
Oh, yeah, well, you got a game that starts in 90 minutes, right?
Yeah.
Oh, no. What's the start? 9:30.
90 minutes. Oh, well, there's also a World Cup game that's just about to start.
Can we get college basketball that's already being played right now?
I forgot to put in my World Cup bet.
Kansas-Wisconsin just started. So, I mean,
do you do this thing now? I forgot to put in my draw bet, even though we hit the draw earlier today.
I think you can
lie
and bet it.
And then I was like, I'm frisky about right, I guess I could get in right now. Ghana and Portugal, scoreless in the fifth minute of soccer. Have you been betting the World Cup at all?
No.
Can I tell you something? If it weren't for draws, I'd probably have lost every... Well, Spain hit -2 yesterday. But besides that, what I've learned is that... I should probably stay away. If I'm not betting draws, just brain dead wise, probably I should stay away from
you know, that. When I was back in Curacao in the 90s, more volume came in on World Cup games than the Super Bowl.
Oh yeah.
So that's like here in the States, I know we don't really, you know, partake as much, but that's a giant sport. But then again, I was in Caesars the other day. You could not move on, like, Tuesday afternoon. Every seat was taken. They had a lot of contingency from whatever country was playing because they were all screaming and yelling, and the book was packed. So it could be getting more popular, and we're the United States. So, you know, we have a lot of people that come from other countries and live here and visit, and it's a big gambling thing, and we're in Vegas. And
listen, for 2 hours tomorrow when USA plays England – this entire country is going to act like it's the most important thing in their lives.
Oh, there you go.
If we lose, everyone will quickly forget about it.
Right.
And if we win, oh, my God, wait till the next game.
Yeah, that's
kind of our attitude.
That's tomorrow?
That's tomorrow.
And England is -180. United States is +500, looks like. So the draw.
We got the draw. We got the draw.
Yeah, the draw is +325, +315.
We're in on that one.
Draw coming.
My favorite thing I was telling you the other day, Gil, my favorite thing is the every 4 years when everybody becomes a soccer expert again, including myself. I'm the guy, too, right? Where you're like, that's clearly a penalty. What's he doing? Horrible foul. Good whistle, ref.
So true. Oh, that's offside. That doesn't count. Offsides.
Like, I don't know.
Everyone looks from, again, that's our old thing on our show. Everyone looking from the game from our point, not the other standpoint.
Well, of course.
It's just a natural tendency. It's the human condition. It's what we do. Let me tell you, I'm glad that the Dallas game moved to 10. Why am I glad? I'll tell you why. Every person I know up until yesterday when it moved to 10, oh, this is money. Buffalo -2.5, Dallas -2.5. Teaser.
Oh,
this is,
teaser. Yeah.
This is easy. Like, listen, God is on the bookmaker's side. It's that simple. And if he's not on there.
If you've learned one thing over these years.
And if he's not on there, oh. Just in case we're going to charge you $1.50 for a 7-point teaser now instead of $1.25 or $1.30. I'm done with laying over $1.30. I don't even want to lay $1.30 no more. I walked into a sports book in town the other day. It was $1.40. I just wanted to see what the price was. I didn't bet that teaser, but it was $1.40. We have places in town that charge up to $1.60. I mean, I don't know if they do it with a mask and a gun or how they do it, but they just do it with you can't beat – the NFL teaser is laying more than $1.30. And you want to know something? It's probably $1.20. It's just even
$1.20 is risky.
I know it looks like the Wong Stanford Wong teasers. They call it Wong teasers. It's a natural, common sense teaser through the key numbers. Everyone talks about this. I've been talking about this for 20 years before anyone, including Wongy, talked about it.
John Ferguson, real name.
Yeah, and. Anyway, so, I'm glad it moved to 10.
Let me ask you the question. And you and I have talked about this in various forms through the years. So we will sit here, you and I, and you will very, very honestly and from a good place, you'll say, hey, look, you're not supposed to bet these teasers over these prices. Even -120 is dicey. What do you think the percentage? Because I had this conversation with I wish I remember the context, but I brought up our conversations, which I'm like, this is why Bill and I have no problem. We always talk about how Jimmy the prop guy gets mad at you for saying things.
Oh, he sent me a ton of texts after 2 weeks ago's show. I didn't tell you. A ton.
And your he did.
Yeah,
really.
A ton.
And your response is always, I think, the correct one, which is, and I hope a numbers game audience is a little higher percentage.
They are higher.
They are for sure.
Without a doubt.
This audience is a little higher percentage than, if not much higher.
Right.
But generally speaking, the percentage of people listening to your advice on something like that, if they walked up to the window, had a teaser in mind, and the person behind the counter said, okay, that's -160.
Right.
What percentage do you think would stop in their tracks and not
Very
bet
little.
It? Give me a number.
Oh,
2%?
Maybe a little bit higher than that because they're used to going to someplace else. But, yeah, it's not. It's in the single digits.
It's in the single digits.
People are betting it. Sure. They're betting it. It looks too easy. They're betting it. Yeah. Let me just read you. I'll read you. This is Thursday, November 17th. No, this was last week. I must have said something last week, I guess. I guess I did. I don't know. I must have said something. You like to say they aren't going to do what they want anyway.
Yeah.
My response is always,
I didn't even know
bookmakers and big players are also listening, and it makes no sense to give them any kind of info, unquote.
Oh, well.
And that information stays on the internet forever. Well, it's not the internet, but, and then he says one of two. If it was just a regular Jamokes, I don't know what Jamokes means, it wouldn't make any difference.
Yeah.
I hope I just didn't get canceled. But you witnessed Fez. Oh, my God, Fez. I'm throwing you under the bus here. As he killed teasers and buying off the three. Oh, yeah, Jimmy blames Fez.
He blames Fez.
He blames Fez for 20 years ago saying something, 18, 15 years ago saying something about the
buying off the three. That wouldn't have happened by now.
I don't know why you want to kill off your edges by doing the same thing. All right, well then, you know, I mean, he has some valid coming backs, I guess, but
no. The point about the bookmakers, right? Just because they are listening, right?
Yes.
For sure, they're soaking in what is being said, also. But yeah, I mean, listen, and Steve Fezzik is a super smart guy,
yeah.
And I'm sure at some point he revealed back in the day.
Yep.
By now, everyone would have been revealed.
That's
right?
The reason why 20, I read it too.
20 some years later.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's no disrespect.
Yeah, it
at all
wouldn't
to
have
him.
Stayed a secret 20 years
later. So the fact
later.
That you're blaming him, I guess, is what I'm saying is ridiculous, right? All these years later.
Interesting. But you know, he has some points, in other
for
words.
Sure.
But I'm a teacher too. I love teaching. I love teaching off my playbook of 30 years of professional gambling, making money. I'm a teacher. I can't help that.
We all have that in us. Why did I start a podcast years ago? We all have that little strain in us. It's fun stuff to talk about. Hopefully we can help. Unscripted with the Crack Man on the other side continues. Numbers Game, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Black Friday is tomorrow. We got a deal at VSiN. New VSiN Pro annual subscribers get a $30 credit to the VSiN store. With VSiN Pro Access, you get a daily recap of the top plays made by VSiN show hosts and guests. Tools like our betting splits that let you see where the money and bets are moving every game. Deep dive daily betting reports, plus our upcoming College Bowl and Super Bowl betting guides. The VSiN store is a great place to shop for VSiN sports betting hats, shirts, mugs, and other great gear. Hurry, though. It's a limited time Black Friday offer, so sign up now for the perfect sports betting holiday gift at VSiN.com/subscribe. Kelly, by the way, I meant to tell you, you can get in on that VSiN store. Oh, Kelly's not even there.
I'm totally here.
You can get on that VSiN store thing, too.
Oh, I got one of everything. I already sent you an email.
Oh, okay. You did? You got one of everything?
I got to check out the VSiN store. I haven't been there in a little bit.
Kevy Kev wanted a Gillionaire shirt. They're sold out. Again, Amal and Mike Palm bought them all. So we got to get to Bill 80. I got to text Bill 80 and say, get me more Gillionaires.
Got
to
make more.
Yeah, got to make more. Survivor, Bill Krakenberger, everybody.
Pick.
What's that?
I have one left.
One Survivor?
I had two.
Wait, in which one?
The big one.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. 2 weeks ago, I came on here and told you 2 weeks ago the strategies my friend was using and stuff. You forget?
Wait a minute. I don't remember this at all.
Yeah.
You're still in Circus Survivor?
Yep. I had two picks left this week. I had a huge war over. I could show you my phone. You'd be like, wow.
Oh, hold on. We're burying the headline. So you have two entries left in this?
No, I had. Giants. I had
one
on the Giants last week, which I disagreed with my partner. I'll show you this. I disagreed with him 100%.
Yeah.
He had other picks available.
By the way, the Giants pick made no sense to me. Especially when people – it's amazing to me because I sort of talked about this last week. The people who picked the Giants all had other teams available.
You don't even want
to
know we had available.
Oh, I do want to know.
It's sickening that he had these.
The point is that to have picked the Giants, there had to be some confluence of saving the Bills, right, as the strategy, and just completely eschewing analytics. Like, the Giants were all smoke and mirrors all year. So to risk it on them against the Lions as south of a three-point favorite just was – so I'm not trying to rub it in. So what happened? What happened?
It's not good. I mean, I actually put – if you can't read from there, I hate the Giants pick, quote, Bill Krakenberger. I said, you lost all your edge now, buddy. Down to one entry. The skills portion is over. It's all luck now.
The skills portion
Well,
is
you
over.
Gave it a nice run. That's how mad I was because I know he doesn't have Buffalo and Dallas available today.
So he's Minnesota. So are you involved in this?
Yes.
Entry? Okay, so
Minnesota.
You have one entry.
Yeah, Minnesota, yeah.
So he's one of the 11 that didn't have Buffalo and Dallas available. So yeah. He took Minnesota today?
Minnesota's his pick. So, and you know, he put the money up. I didn't put the money up.
The Vikings.
So, I mean, it's just he had five picks in, under his own name. But it's under my name, actually. It's under my, you know, my name's on the entry, so.
I got a sharp-looking Vikings hat if you want to borrow it, Bill.
Yeah.
That's right. Maybe
by the way, I actually would probably home. Like that pick. I think, you know, our eyes deceive us, and people only look, Joe Public, most people only look at last week's results. They don't remember that it's the NFL, mm-hmm. and they don't remember the parity. They don't remember it's every week any team can win or lose. So our eyes deceive us. Automatically this week, Minnesota, who was just a few weeks ago, this look-ahead line, which Caesars offer every Wednesday, Caesars puts these up, look-ahead line on Minnesota was 4.5. Now it's 2.5. Our eyes just deceive us. So, you know, automatic, oh, Minnesota, they're a fraud. They were 8-1. They were a fraud team. And Dallas is now the Super Bowl champs.
Of course.
They're winning. So our eyes deceive us. So,
well, let me ask you this. So did you speak with your partner here about this pick this week, even though you were bitter about last week?
No, I knew he didn't have Dallas. I knew he didn't have Buffalo.
So did you speak about the choice between Minnesota and New England or either of the Dallas or Buffalo's opponents?
No.
You didn't. It was just a decided.
I'm really upset about the Giants.
So you didn't speak to him?
No. I was really, even last week, I said, look at the picks. You had so many good teams available on this card that I just thought the Giants was a bad pick.
I would speak to my partner if he overrode me with the Giants.
Even if he won, I would have been mad.
So now that he has picked Minnesota, do you like that pick?
You know, yeah. I mean, out of the ones that's available, yeah, I guess Minnesota.
Did he consider New England at all?
No,
he didn't. Mm-mm. Because we did a whole thing yesterday, right, with Joe Pita, by the way, here in the room again, for those who missed it earlier.
Oh, is that it? I didn't know that was
so
the official thing.
41 have taken the Bills.
Imagine if the Bills and Cowboys lose.
Yeah. Well, that's – okay, well,
there's an immediate hedge bet. I know you think it's crazy this early in the season. There's an immediate hedge bet on New England today.
Well, that's why I – and again, it's one thing to say it theoretically. Let me just preface it by saying this. I get it. It's one thing to say it theoretically. It's one thing to do it in practice, were I alive, and this just in, I'm not. But as you know, my whole thing with this, as listeners know to this show, my whole thing is I think it's a misnamed game. Because it's called Survivor, people think the object is to survive. The object is not to survive. The object is to win. And so, because Thanksgiving is its own day and there's only three games, and you do know that most, and obviously that's what happened, 62 of the remaining 74 ended up on the Bills and Cowboys. We were talking about this with Joe Pita yesterday. If you knew, which you don't, but if you knew that you were going to be the only person to take the Patriots, then it would be your obligation to play the Patriots. Because how many times in your life do you wake up in the morning with a chance to win $6 million
Absolutely
that
right.
day?
100% right.
And so in the end, three people took the Patriots. And I will be honest with you, I did make a bet on the Vikings, but I don't feel super great about that bet,
right?
Like, I mean, they don't have one of their biggest offensive linemen, Darisaw. The Patriots' defense has been great. Now, it hasn't been as good of a competition, so I don't know. But it is Belichick, right? So it's, you know, I don't know. I think I would have, it's so hard to say in practice versus in theory. In theory, I would absolutely have taken the Patriots today.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting. But I'm not joking. He already told me, put me in position here to, he said, listen, God forbid those two double-digit, you know, let's call them double-digit favorites, lose. There's going to be a giant bet tonight on that game. And I said, wow, I didn't know the number till now.
Well, the beauty.
But only now there'll only be nine people left. So I guess there is a hedge bet there already.
Well, the beauty is it's the third game of three.
The third game of three.
So if you knew that the Bills and Cowboys already lost, you would be sprinting.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't be sprinting.
You wouldn't be sprinting, right.
A slow jog, maybe. Yeah.
But you'd be putting every dollar you could.
Yeah, no, there's a dollar amount to be bet.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not a hedge guy, but when you're talking about this kind of money, millions of dollars, you got to hedge.
This is different.
No, this is totally different. I don't care about making a negative EV bet.
Yeah.
This has been the year of upsets.
I hope you don't mind. Can we get back to the part about you not talking to your partner?
Yeah.
This is the pitfall of having partners in contests.
Yeah.
Not picking on your partner. I'm just saying.
I'll pick on.
I'm just saying the general nature of having partners in contests, especially one like Circus Survivor, where there is so much money on the line.
Right.
That you guys can be all chummy. This is not just applying to you two guys, but I'm saying any two. And then in the end, right, for some it is the end, you still have one left. In the end, when someone overrides someone else's conviction,
right,
and that doesn't come home, the way that we are as human beings, bitterness naturally might follow, and maybe justifiably.
This guy, too, just to let you know, is one of my good friends. And he's one of the biggest gamblers I know. He has more balls than almost anyone I know. He'll come in every Super Bowl and with $300,000 in cash and betting on one of the sides. So this guy's got a lot of money. You have to understand. He comes in and he's a cash player. He'll bet $300,000 on the other every year for the Super Bowl since I've known him 20 years. He's betting six figures on the Super Bowl on one of the sides. I don't think I've bet a side in 10 years, maybe more. So you have to understand he's a gambler. His mentality is a gambler. He has a lot of heart. By the way, he just won $180,000 in one of these Survivor pools also. Mm-hmm. So he won. One's over already. There was a big one they had. It's over. He won that a couple weeks back. But, he's got a lot of heart, and he's very stubborn on his own thing, what he thinks. And you want to know something? This is going to sound so wrong from where I come from in my life. He's a lucky guy.
Yeah.
Do you believe in luck? There are certain people. I know people that listen to this show are the more astute people. It's luck. You make your own luck. Let me tell you something. Things run in life. I told you guys once or twice on this show, my smartest person in my family was my cousin. My cousin who went from Fordham onto literally MIT. And he's the smartest guy in my family. But it's funny, he's a multimillionaire today, not from anything he learned in school, but just from real estate. But he also told me on the golf course once that, you have an uncle, my Uncle Bobby, who passed. He had a busted A, busted butt. He was just a lucky guy. Things just run in life we don't know about. Things run. Cards run. Luck runs. And I was like, what? Anthony, you just said luck run. He goes, luck runs. There's something there about something being over, a halo, something over certain people under certain times. Now, I don't think about that at all, think about being lucky. But if I have to think about it, guess what? I think I'm a pretty lucky guy. I think I've had luck run my way. But it seems like every time I forget to put a bet in, I always would have always won. So it's like, oh, God, I forgot to put that bet in. I would have won.
What do you think I'm dealing with right now? I didn't put in the draw here on Portugal and Ghana. Zero.
Yeah, see, you always forget.
Nil-nil.
It seems like all of them, but that's just a coincidence. That's just you always think about the ones you missed, I guess.
I'm just saying, what's rattling around in the gambler's mind.
This is bizarrely fascinating. By the way, Gil, I've been watching this. I didn't realize both teams were playing full court press defense the entire time.
Is that what they call it?
Yeah.
Full court press D. It's soccer term. More with Crackman on the other side. Numbers Game Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Numbers Game, proudly brought to you by BetMGM. Don't forget, before you make your next bet, be sure to visit VSiN.com to check the current betting splits data.
Win bets.
Want to know where the money and bets are moving every game? Well, the betting splits page is updated with DraftKings odds every 10 minutes, so you can see changes in all the action, find out where the public is betting based on the number of tickets, and where the money does not match the public opinion. You can check out not just today's action, but future events as well. Betting splits, yet another way that VSiN is here to make you a smarter, better year-round. Check out today's betting splits for every game at VSiN.com. Full disclosure, I just got in on the draw, Kelly, in that last break.
Thank you. Turkey Day draw.
There you go, Isaiah. plus 328.
That's what that was, a turkey.
Yeah. I don't even know why it was funny there, but it was funny.
Because he hit the silent pocket.
Perfect.
plus 328 on the draw. It's like if I said his first name and then paused before his last name. Watch what happens. I go, Isaiah Von Wrinkle.
Oh, that's great.
So Kelly, you just said a full court press.
They're playing. Both teams are playing full court press. I don't know what the soccer translation is of that, but both these teams look like they're having. We got an opportunity here.
Yeah, it's a goal.
Oh,
I could tell by
offsides. Ronaldo's angry.
Yeah, they waved it off. Cristiano Ronaldo is angry,
and everybody's flabbergasted.
Oh, you can't believe it.
How could you possibly call offsides on the greatest of all time?
So know how you know how you're saying it's a full court press on each side? Michael Montesano just texted. He goes, announcer in the Portugal match, quote, this match is being played at a leisurely pace, unquote.
Yeah, that's the kind of soccer analysis you could expect from me.
Kelly, guessing line soccer segment coming next week. Rick Ollier on Twitter. We get tweets. Rick Ollier, happy Thanksgiving, fellas. Enjoy the turkey, turkey sandwiches, turkey stuffing, turkey gravy, everything great about turkey today. Thank you, Rick. Rick also goes on to say, the best part about cheering for the U.S. in the World Cup is that we as fans are in a no-loss situation. We win, of course we did, because this is America. We lose, who cares at soccer, on to football and basketball. Yeah, that's what I was saying earlier.
That is so true, but fans don't look at it that way.
We don't, but it's so true. It's exactly how it is. Let's see.
Like, it's U.S. soccer. You're not going to care. You, if they lose, you're not caring a month from now. You're not remembering this.
We don't. John B., thanks for being on today. Great pregame lead into football. Thankful for NBA and NFL draft tips and getting to meet you over the summer. Great meeting you too, John. Appreciate it and happy Thanksgiving. Charles de Blasio, happy Thanksgiving, Gil. Thank you for all the fun you bring to the network. Thank you, Charles. Kelly and I have a ball. Doug Peterson. Not that Doug Peterson, a different Doug Peterson. He's tweeting the hot dog cart. I didn't know the South Point hot dog cart has its own Twitter.
Got its own thing.
It does.
Wow. He said,
I just looked it up.
He said, heard you were crushing it lately. Bill Krakenberger needs you to lift the three dog max.
Yeah, we got to. Yeah. No,
can we do that for him?
It's been a good year. To be honest, it's been a really good year all around. Basketball, football's been really good. So I don't know how you know Doug, but good man. All right, thanks. So I wanted to ask you. I wanted to ask something. Are you done reading them? Is there more?
Yeah, we're done. Go ahead. Yeah, we can read them later. Yeah, go ahead.
Santa's coming on the Macy's parade here in the next 20 minutes, guys. Always want to check him out. I love holidays. I when my parents were alive, I really did. So today, you people should really make sure you take in your family and also not just the football games on in the background and realize that be thankful that you have them and have your family and have your kids with you and. Because it's not always going to be that way. So that's just something I want to tell people. I wanted to go back to something that I've been wanting to say a couple weeks on the show about the NFL and how hard it is to win to beat the NFL. And I know guys that sell picks. One of the big guys that sell picks in the industry. He texts me. What are you doing telling people that? Why would you tell someone that? That's how we make money. Listen, it's not how I make money. I make money. I'm props and correlate stuff, and it was college basketball. NFL sides are so hard to beat, but I know people want that. That's what the public wants. That's what every show. I was on a network every week this season. Up until this season, I did the show every week, and the reason why I'm not doing the show is because I wouldn't give out NFL sides. So I refuse to give them out. I'm not on them once a week. It's their loss, to be honest with you. No one on the entire network wins gambling. So, the only guy that did win, you threw him off because I wouldn't give out NFL sides. All right, enough with that rant. Let me just tell you. So I'm in Curacao. I'm at a partner meeting. By the way, this is Pinnacle for anyone who doesn't know. How did I get in this meeting? I don't know. Just so happens the owners went to this French place all the time to eat. I'm at this partner meeting with the three guys that own Pinnacle. Now, listen, it's public knowledge now. They were arrested. It was in the papers and everything. One just died, Stanley Thompson. He was the wealthy guy. He was known as Monty on the helm there in Curacao. He was kind of not the brains. The brains was probably Henry, and the other guy was a flake, to be honest with you. He was just a lucky guy in his life. So the partner meeting, one of the things that was discussed, I was sitting back there in awe, was going to minus 101 instead of 103. Pinnacle was minus 103 on both sides. Minus 103 juice instead of 110, for anyone who doesn't know that, but you guys do because you're more astute. Now they're going to go to minus 101 on the NFL. Stanley says, we could do it no juice. We could do it no juice, and they won't win. People will not win based on that human condition and chasing and everything. Mm-hmm. That just goes to show you how hard these guys – some of the sharpest guys in the world made hundreds of millions of dollars going from 103 to 101 juice on the NFL and even saying, you could give them no juice. They can't win anyway. That's how hard it is to beat NFL sides, guys. So I just want people to know that. I know you're happy. You have three games on TV. You got a Thursday night game every week. You got a Monday night game. You got a Sunday night game. I know you're excited to bet because games are on TV. Look at other areas. Look at proposition bets. look at things like, you know, maybe I'll totals. I'm a total guy. I'll bet first half totals. I like to play first half totals under. Over. I like to play first half totals over. Not every game, but it's situational. I'm just saying, you don't have to bet sides. Look at this year. Look at the parity. Look what's going on.
This was the point I was making earlier in the week. Whether I don't know if everybody heard it that's listening now, so I'll repeat it, which is it's worth a reminder every once in a while that there are so many ways to skin the cat in sports betting. And by nature of sports betting content like we do, we're here for 2 hours. We're in this room for 2 hours at the same time every day. Usually there's not a sporting event going on while we're here, so we're not talking about live betting. So by nature of what we do, we're talking about pre-flop ATS betting. Right. And yes, we do drift into totals and we do drift into props. But the point I was making was don't be, you know, because we are necessarily talking about pre-flop because that's when we're on, that the betting pie of how we make money is far more diverse than that. That is just a sliver of the pie, and that really, you have to be aware of the information-based stuff like the drafts, like we were talking about. I brought this up because there was an amazing in-game opportunity in college football. There's always amazing in-game opportunities in college football, but it just happened to be in a really high-profile game on Saturday where South Carolina, as a 22.5-point pre-flop dog, was crushing Tennessee up 2 touchdowns, and you knew by watching they couldn't be stopped. And so it's just a reminder that this is the sports betting pie. And the more nimble you are, the more able you are to recognize when those opportunities present themselves, the greater you're going to be at this exponentially over the person that just is still in that construct of ATS preflop bets. And that's the biggest truth we can sort of impart.
Very good. Very good. A little thing about live wagering, too. Let's look at the Siena. Is it Siena? Yeah. So Siena's winning 31-20 over Florida State.
Sorry, Gilly.
So people automatically say, oh, Florida State, they were 8.5-point favorites ahead of time.
Yeah.
So automatically they say, well, let's go. Maybe we can go live wagering and get Florida State. You know, your eyes deceive you. Don't just think that the bookmaker knows which way the public's betting. Let's use more marquee teams. Let's use a Buffalo-Detroit game. Let's say Detroit gets out 7-0. They score a lot first, by the way, or even 3-0. Oh, God, I can get Buffalo now. I can get Buffalo under 9.5, the opening number. The bookmaker knows you're betting Buffalo. You're going to pay a tax betting live on big teams like Buffalo and Dallas. You're going to pay a tax for betting those favorites. It's already in the line. It's baked in that they know which way you're betting. Trust me, the other side of that bet long term is the right side. You know, the bookmaker knows which way you're betting. It's that simple.
We got into it on the podcast yesterday, the Megapod, about watching versus not watching. So Ace VR, whose shoulders the Megapod was built, he was on. He came on guest appearance yesterday. He says he watches nothing. Dr. Bob, my buddy, always wears it as a badge of honor. He doesn't watch. And me and Todd, and I think a lot of other people, I, who loves numbers and who bases so much of what I do on numbers, I still watch as much as I can because I believe I glean a lot from that. There's a lot of nuance that you miss, and there are opportunities you can get, especially in in-game, from watching. Where do you stay? You're more of a non-watcher.
Non-watcher. Yeah, I mean, I'll watch today with my buddies that are in, you know, here, and I'll go watch the early game with them, and then I'm even where I'm going, my friends will have on. I'm going to someone's house that will have the game on. I'll watch with them, and socially, I'm much more of a, now that I'm doing the Fox show on the weekends, I really have to watch more NFL for that job, but I'll watch NFL stuff. I hardly watched anything in college. I haven't watched a single college basketball game this season yet. I haven't watched any of that. Listen, basketball in general, it's the last 2 minutes. Who would watch that? Look at the last 2 minutes.
41st minute, still scoreless. Ghana, Portugal, World Cup. Coming back, wrapping it up with a crack man right here at VSiN.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashes the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits, like free bets. It's never been easier to join the action on the new BetMGM app, featuring a fresh redesign with improved features and quicker navigation. If you're planning a trip to Vegas, you can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM rewards points you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM resorts located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. BetMGM Rewards Sports Betting's premier loyalty program, including exclusive offers, incredible experiences, and valuable perks when you wager with BetMGM. Sign up with BetMGM or log in today to take advantage of BetMGM Rewards. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Skill Alexander, Kelly Bidlin is here, Bill Krakenberger. Your pro tip of the hour. Got to do one of those. Remember, in the NFL, teams never as good as they look one week or as bad as they look the previous week.
Hey, that's what I just said.
That's right. Give a shout-out to Bill Krakenberger.
That's right. Absolutely right. Our eyes lie to us.
What's that?
Our eyes lie to us.
Absolutely.
Our eyes. That's a great pro tip.
Well, recency bias is what it really speaks to, and it's never more pronounced than it is in the NFL. That's your pro tip for the hour. We do one every hour on VSiN across every show, so that means at least 20 every day, all available for VSiN Pro subscribers only, though. Keep that in mind at VSiN.com, where you can sort them by sport and by show. In case you missed it earlier, I am on, as far as today's Thanksgiving games are concerned, I am on the Cowboys laying the points, 9.5. I am on the Vikings laying the points. Kelly is on the Vikings as well.
Mm-hmm.
Our Betsgiving play, Kelly and I on the numbers game entry, we have the Giants under 1.5 touchdowns at plus 135 it is,
yep.
I believe.
Yeah, I think so. 130 or 135.
And we also have the USA-England draw tomorrow.
We had
to submit two plays. You'll see if we throw these up on the screen, these are the picks of some of the other shows. All the shows participating, although it appears that at least a handful of shows didn't really submit properly. So what happens to those shows? They're disqualified? Or
I don't know. You keep asking me, Gil. I don't know.
I need rules.
We've been on the air for 2 hours. I don't know.
Well, I figured in 2 hours you would have had an answer.
The commissioners will have to figure it out.
Isaiah, what do you have to say about this? There you go. Only 2 minutes of stoppage time. That's a rarity in this World Cup. How about that?
No, nobody got two. So, of course, the final countdown, Matt Brown got a little creative. I was going to say, nobody got too creative.
What did the final countdown do?
Stephon Diggs' most receiving yards on Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay.
41.
Oh, that's very creative.
Yeah.
All right.
Otherwise, we're the second most creative.
Are we the second most creative?
Using the DraftKings vast menu of betting options.
Well, no, live bet. Wes and Femi went Dak Prescott anytime touchdown scorer, plus 450.
Yeah, people out east bet those all the time.
So that's not very creative.
Yeah, I'm not going to give them the very creative stamp
okay.
on that one.
All right. I heard Stormy and Matt were trying to do a 14-1 play, and it was vetoed.
Yeah, apparently it got shot down. Oh, here's another.
Here's another slate of picks. So, Bill, what we're doing is Betsgiving. It's a 5-day betting contest with all the VSiN shows. And there are rules. We're not allowed to bet whatever we want. We are told parameters of what we're allowed to bet. So today it's any one football bet. And no alternate, what is it? No alternate spreads are allowed.
No alternate spreads or totals.
No parlays.
Yeah.
And apparently whatever
storm. It has to be completed. The bet has to be completed when the game is done.
Yeah, tomorrow.
It's nothing linked to another game.
Oh, you can bet props, too?
You can bet props.
Wow.
Well, what was Stormy and Matt doing that they weren't allowed to do?
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you don't have very many answers on this, do you?
No, I don't.
No, why don't I?
I said the last one that way, though, because I heard them talking about it on the air.
Yes.
But I don't know what part of it wasn't allowed.
Yeah, but how Matt Brown is it to just, I'll go for a 14-1 jugular.
I heard him talking about it on the air, and of course he was like, he's like, Stormy, we're winning it on day one, or we're going to be behind and making up ground on day one.
Oh, man. Well, we'll see what happens. It's a 5-day event, Betsgiving. Just our little way of having fun on Thanksgiving right here at the Sports Betting Network. What is that, 23? What do we got? By the way, the scoreless halftime, I'm glad I got in, 0-0, Portugal and Ghana.
23 is probably pretty close.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Bill?
Hey.
What else on your mind?
Do you know,
man,
who Tim Foote is? He's a fan of ours.
Yeah, I love
Twitter.
Tim Foote. A veteran, I believe.
Yeah, believe it or not, I'm 95% sure he's not even in the country. I think he's listening to us from abroad somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
He sent a nice thing. Gil, I am thankful that you and Kelly are working today, and we have a full hour of Bill. Much love to the best 2 hours on radio. Good luck on the drill. Well, Tim,
Thank you so much.
Of our heroes, being a veteran out there and protecting our country. So,
hell yeah.
Thank you, Tim.
We appreciate that.
Randy, thank you so much, Tim. And Tim's been so nice through the years, so kind through the years. And we really, that's one of the things. I know I'm not allowed to say grateful, but I really am grateful for all the wonderful listeners, both to the show, to the podcast through the years. It has been the most gratifying thing about all of this. Randy Ibrahim tweets in, happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for the shout out. He's KOTB. We highlighted his entry earlier today. So, Randy, I just want to shout Randy out because he's listening. So,
Randy, who had he had the Cowboys and the Bills available?
Yeah, I was just getting around to explaining that. Yeah, 74 entries left. 12 took the Vikings and the Patriots. 9 on the Vikings, 3 on the Patriots. Why? Because 11 of those 12 had already used both the Bills and the Cowboys. But as you recall, 11 have used both the Bills and the Cowboys, but 12 ended up on the Vikings and the Patriots. Well, the 12th is Randy, KOTB, who had the ability to take Dallas today, but instead he played it optimally, and he's playing the Patriots.
Wow.
Let's go, Randy.
He's got the Onions Award.
Optimally. I love that.
He is.
That's very interesting.
Nice job, Randy. Good for you.
One more guy here. Go Sox 05. Great segment. The more I've learned, the more I've fired on live betting and promos and boost only. Good for you, because I'll tell you right now, that's a big part of advantage gambling. I know the sports folks don't like to hear this. Sorry, guys. We're here to crush you. So, boost, only certain ones, not just every boost. You work out the math, look at the go, use a parlay calculator, whatever it may be. Promos, absolutely. Take advantage of them. Bonuses, signups, and search for signups too, guys. If you're new, like I know Baltimore, my cousin in Baltimore, Baltimore starts, I think it's today, you guys would know. Is Maryland today go live for
Maryland? I believe it was yesterday.
Yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he never played in his life. And he texted me. He said, oh, should I sign up for a sports book? I said, yeah. I said, yes, but don't just do a search for that sports book and find out some of these affiliate sites that you have better deals through them. They have negotiated better deals for you than the actual site itself, believe it or not. So do your homework. Search around. Look at the bonuses that are out there. And then fire. Get in there and just take advantage of them. But play responsibly. Don't just fire on everything because it's on TV. Use them bonuses and those things to your advantage, guys. It's a big part of making money. I've been doing this, like I said, 30 years. Those first 10 years, oh, God, bonuses and sign-up bonuses and re-ups. And, man, when they used to use, like, NetTeller and stuff, oh, my God.
It was
an amazing run from, like, 92 to 2002 with that stuff.
NetTeller.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
No, it was great.
One more tweet. This is from Crush'em Sports. It's from our buddy Bob DeLuca, everybody.
Bobby!
Bob DeLuca, who, if you recall, was the last guy to have all 6 entries remaining in Circus Survivor 3, Circus Survivor 2022, said Gil horse racing handicapping has what is called trip handicapping. The same concept applies to handicapping the NFL. I watch as many games as possible. It is a big help, not a detriment. Happy Thanksgiving. I am with you, Bob, on that. Happy Thanksgiving to you as well. And let me just also, because we bring up Bob, I just want to say something else about humility. And the fact that Bob came on here, Bob was super generous, right? Most people would not come on and tell us who they were thinking of picking. And Bob ended up taking the Buffalo Bills on all 6 entries, and they ended up losing. And there were so many people who criticized Bob, and there were so many people who were still alive in Survivor who bashed him and who went out of their way to say how stupid. He's got to do this. He's got to do that. And I remember saying at the time, I was like, look, the one thing you got to give Bob is he's playing it. He has a plan and he's sticking to his plan. And oh, by the way, if that had worked out and he would have gotten to this Thanksgiving Day, he would have been in a hugely optimal situation. And he would have had the hammer on the rest of the field. And I just want to let you know that a lot of those people who are bashing him, right, are probably out by now.
Yep.
Because a lot of them inevitably took the Giants last week.
Oh.
Sorry, Bill. And just humility is the message that, especially in something like Survivor, hey man, any of us who would win this Survivor, yeah, we put ourselves in the best position possible, but it's Survivor. It's all a minefield in the end. So let's just think about that moving forward.
I think also the fact that he would come on this show, talk about it, and then can you imagine how much more, how many more tweets and stuff he was getting after coming on this show?
Totally.
And he still didn't waver from his strategy.
Totally. So didn't work out for him, but we appreciate him very much for having the generosity for coming on all those weeks. For Kelly Bidlin, for Bill Krakenberger. Thank you, Bill.
Hey, thank you, guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy
Tim's
Thanksgiving.
In Okinawa, Japan, he just said. So thank you for overseas. We're listening to you guys. Happy Thanksgiving to all our service people out there. Happy Thanksgiving to all our fans. Thank you, guys.
And happy Thanksgiving to the whole crew behind the scenes. thank you. There it is. Represented by the Gobble, who are so kind to be at work today as well. Enjoy from VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.